This is a Maisie Media production. This episode is brought to you by AT&T and Cricket Wireless. During the Switch Pivot or Quit chats, we talk to women who have successfully navigated through some of the plot twist years of life and are eager to share their stories and what they've learned in the hopes of inspiring, teaching, or making even the slightest impact by candidly owning their truth. Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of this podcast, Switch, Pivot, or Quit. Our community is continuously growing, so welcome to all the new listeners, and thank you all for those who are returning. If you love what you hear on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast and want to show your love, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. A review just helps more people know about the podcast, and it helps to continue to amplify our voices as women in the space. Now, if you just can't get enough, come hang out with us on Instagram by following me at ayana.angel, and that's ayiana.angel, or drop by our website, switchpivotorquit.com. Now, let's get this conversation started. Hello, good people. This is officially my Happy New Year to you. Yes, I know we are 3 weeks in and so much has taken place so far. I decided to not record like a Happy New Year episode the first week of January, just because y'all know I like to be different sometimes. And I just wasn't feeling doing it at the top of the year. I don't know. I feel like sometimes people just get in that spirit of Happy New Year. Oh my gosh, New Year, new me and all that. And sometimes I feel like it's just BS. You're just putting on because this is what you feel like you should be doing because it's a new year. I would rather approach it from a more genuine place, if you will. So right now is the time where I feel like saying Happy New Year, and I hope that the new year is treating you well despite all that's going on in our world, right? I can't act like we're just living in this bubble because we're not. It's some crazy-ish happening, and I'm aware of it. I'm sure that you guys are aware of it and been paying attention. I've talked a little bit about it on my Instagram stories, and this is not a political podcast or a socially, you know, conscious podcast. So I'm not going to get into the details, but just know that if you are feeling some type of way, I am right there with you and I'm paying attention as well. I've been watching way more news than I think I've ever watched before because you just got to know what's happening in these moments. But in any case, let's get into what we're talking about today. So today, I wanted to chat with you guys about a couple different things. I wanted to talk to you about how I'm approaching the new year. Then I also wanted to kind of share what some of my takeaways have been from the two episodes, the Cracking Corporate episodes that have aired already at the top of the new year, and what I've been up to, right? Just a little quick check-in. So this week is a little bit different. It's not an interview this weekend. It's just me and you. We're just going to chat. And I hope that's okay with you because I don't do this very often, right? For those who are longtime listeners, you probably know that I used to do something called 7-Minute Sundays. And I haven't done those in forever. And sometimes I do miss just hopping on the mic for a quick minute and tapping in with you all. But then sometimes I feel like, but I don't have anything to say and I'm just not that person that's going to force it. So if I don't have anything to say, then I'm not going to, you know, make up something to say. So that's why I'm here today, because I feel like I have a few things to say. So the new year, let's get into that. How I approach the new year. It's funny because I think I mentioned to you guys at the end of the year that I was talking to my therapist and just talking through goals. And that's when I realized that I'm better at talking through my goals and setting goals in a conversational manner versus sitting down and writing out goals. So this year, I decided to approach things a little bit different. And instead of going with goal setting, I went with intentions. What are my intentions for the new year? I feel like if I can set intentions for the new year and you know, kind of channel that energy, then I can probably keep whatever momentum going that I need to make that a reality in my life. Sometimes our goals, we write them down. We feel really good about them when we write them down. Sometimes they're too big. Sometimes they're not big enough. Yeah, there is a such thing as sometimes they're too big, because I went back and looked at some of my goals that I wrote down for a couple years ago. And I was like, girl, what were you thinking? How was this going to happen in this time frame? Like, really? Were you even committed to that goal? Or was that just something that sounded good, you know? And sometimes I think we do that because we feel the pressure to create goals, because everybody's creating goals, right? I'm just here to say, look, sis, if you one of the ones that don't really want to create the goals or don't want to go about it in the traditional way, don't feel bad, because you're not alone. I'm the same way. And sometimes I think we get so caught up in everything that's swirling around us and that pressure that we force ourselves to do things that it's not really true to us. And that's one thing that I want to be better about, is absolutely being true to myself. So let's get into the intentions. You know, it's funny because I wrote down that I was going to look at my goals from last year and tell you guys if I achieved them or not. I can't find the goals from last year. Okay. That shows you how me and goals get along or not. That shows you what our relationship is, right? I can't find them goals from last year. In all actuality, do I know that I really wrote them? I mean, I think I did. I think I wrote them at the front of a book that I was using, like, you know, like a journal book. I don't know though. But in any case, I'm not going back over those goals because I can't find them. And also I'm not going to, you know, rack my brain to try and find them. It is what it is at this point. Last year already happened. It's done. And so much transpired that was unexpected. Those goals are probably a moot point anyway, because what if one of my goals was to travel to Positano? You know, I mean, could I really have done that in 2020? No, even though that wasn't my goal, but that is definitely something I want to do. So my intentions. Okay. The reason why I went with intentions, I already kind of told you guys that, but I also wanted to really concentrate on my vibe, right? The vibe that I'm trying to channel this year. And I want to channel a good vibe. I want to channel a vibe that's open. I want to channel a vibe that is educational. So for me, I want to learn more and learn from people and learn from things, you know, like physical things like books and whatnot. I want to channel a vibe of joy. I want to channel a vibe of love. I want to channel a vibe of exploration and like curiosity. I think that's something that will be good for me sitting in the space that I sit in as someone who speaks to people regularly and interviews them. Although, you know, that brings me to another thing. And please bear with me if I kind of jump around, because I'm really just chatting with y'all too. I have some things loosely that I want to cover, but we're just chilling right now. So rock with me. You know, in thinking about how this show started and how it's continued to develop, I think that I have been very consistent in the type of content that I bring to you and want to continue to bring to you. But I think somewhere out there in the world at large, people have gotten confused about why we're here. We are not here to be entrepreneurs. And when I say we are not here, meaning this podcast, Switch, Pivot, or Quit, is not here to groom entrepreneurs. And I think I've said this before, but clearly people don't actually listen to the podcast, especially those who email me to be on the podcast. Go figure. You know, we're not here to be entrepreneurs. we're here to help ourselves as we go through transitions in our professional lives. And we're doing that by way of trying to get tools to personally develop so that we can be the best version of ourselves as we're on this journey. Everybody's journey is going to look different. Everybody's journey is not to be an entrepreneur. And that's why I specifically do not try to cater to an entrepreneurial audience and community and just have those conversations, because there's a lot of us who need more than those entrepreneurial conversations. Some people want to work for somebody. Some people have no ambition of working for themselves. And I love that. And I respect that. That's a part of knowing thyself. That's a part of being self-aware, right? Because some people who think they want to work for themselves don't even know themselves enough to know that they can't work for themselves, right? They don't even know themselves enough to know that you're not a good boss. So you definitely can't be your own boss. You don't have enough discipline. You don't have this, you don't have that. So guess what, sis? It ain't gonna work. But we have to be self-aware to discover those things. And I am hoping that through this podcast, that can help people pull out some of those things that they need to acknowledge and get real with themselves about. Amongst, obviously, a ton of other things, but that's just one of the things. It's like, hey, if you hear stories about people that are entrepreneurs and you thought you wanted to be an entrepreneur and you see what it really took for them or the things that they had to sacrifice, the things that they did, you can ask yourself, is that me? Do I want to do that? Am I willing to go there? And then you can start answering those questions in a way that gives you some guidance in terms of what your next steps might be. So, sorry for going off on that little tangent, but you know, that way that people are trying to push this podcast in a certain direction, and y'all know me, I'm not gonna let them, because I am who I am, and you know, I'm not gonna be pushed around, but it gets annoying sometimes. And so the other day I was just thinking, should I do more solo episodes this year so that we could really tap in with each other more and maybe I can answer some of y'all questions or hear from you guys so that you can tell me who you want to hear from or what types of things are floating around in your head, what types of things are giving you pause or keeping you up at night and making you have anxiety about, you know, going into the next day because you're just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn, all these things. Like, I do want to hear from you all. And I feel like I probably have been a little disconnected from our conversations, namely because I haven't been showing up on Instagram Live like I used to. And there's no real reason. Maybe other than just, I don't know, I don't be checking for Instagram as much like that. But I'm going to try and make an effort to find a way for us to reconnect so that I can really see how, on a one-to-one level, I can serve you. And if you would be so kind as to let me in, I would appreciate it. Because I want to do my best to serve you in this capacity that I show up as your homegirl on this podcast who's trying to help you through this. Whatever this is, whatever this looks like, right? And so I guess that kind of leads me into my first word that I chose for my intentions for this new year. And the first word is da-da-da-da-da-da. This episode is brought to you by Cricket Wireless. It's the time of year when we focus on being smarter than we were the year before. That means losing the excess baggage of what just doesn't serve us anymore. Cricket Wireless invites you to leave behind that excess wireless bloat that locks you into paying for plan features you don't use and you don't need. Switch to Cricket Wireless and get the plan that's just right for you, starting at $30 per month. We're Cricket Wireless, and it's just how we do it. Activation and other fees and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See store for details. Vulnerability. Bet you didn't see that coming. So let's talk about the specific definition of vulnerability. Vulnerability is the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. Ooh, that's a deep definition, right? I think when we all think about vulnerability, we probably don't think of it as hard-hitting as that. So I'll tell you kind of like what my connotation of vulnerability is and what it means to me and why I chose this word. So I chose the word vulnerability because I know that the way that I've been conditioned in life, which is probably like a lot of people, a lot of Black women especially, is to have kind of like this wall, right? This wall that is hard to penetrate. And that's a protection wall. That's a protection layer. And although it serves us sometimes, it can also be a hindrance. Because if people can't penetrate that wall, they don't know how they can be of service to you, how they can connect with you, how they can see you even better. All these things, right? And so vulnerability is my word of the year that I'm choosing to move with intention around, because I want to be more vulnerable in my personal life, in my personal relationships, as well as my professional relationships. Now, what does that look like on the professional side? It looks like letting my colleagues in more. And when I say my colleagues, you guys know that I don't have a 9-to-5. I work for myself. But my colleagues are my peers, my people that I surround myself with, the people who are in business like me or the people that I do business with, letting those people in a bit more. I know y'all probably heard this too. I remember my mom saying, you can't be friends with those people at work, okay? Don't let them in your business. Those are your coworkers. Never blur the line. Like, don't get it twisted. Those people will stab you in the back, this and that, right? And while in some instances that may be true, it's not always true. And it's also you using your intuition about people to really be able to understand who you might be able to give some of your trust to and who you might be able to open yourself up to in different ways that maybe you haven't before. So for me, the way that I am choosing to approach vulnerability in this professional space is letting people know when I'm in need of something, sharing what I'm working on more, sharing what some of my desires are, the things that I want to take action on, some of the next steps that I want to take, some of the things that I want to manifest. And I've actually already started doing this. I started doing this at the end of last year. And when I tell you, it has made a world of difference. It truly has. If I hadn't been more vulnerable, some of the opportunities that I have right now in front of me probably would not exist. I'm just going to say it like that. If I hadn't been more vulnerable, some of the opportunities that I have right now probably wouldn't exist. And that's big for me because I'm a big do-it-yourself type person. I'm a big one-woman show type of person, and not intentionally. It's just the way it's been. It's just the way I've been conditioned. And so vulnerability is also me breaking out of that. I guess that's enough on vulnerability. And I would love to hear y'all thoughts. You know, feel free to DM me and share what, if you decide that, and see, that's the other thing. I don't want to try and influence you guys too much in a certain direction, right? But if you happen to be listening to this and you decide that you want to move with intention and you decide that goals, especially if you haven't set them already, is maybe not the way that you wanted to move into the new year. You wanted to move more with intention and you want to identify some words that you want to be intentional with and some vibes that you want to intentionally curate for yourself this year, feel free to DM me. Feel free to DM me and share. I'd love to hear what you guys are toying around with as maybe your intentions for the year or the vibes that you want to create for yourself for the year. So my next one is flexibility. Now, me even telling you guys about flexibility is my vulnerability in action. Ah, y'all see that? Y'all see? So flexibility, I chose that word because sometimes I can be, I don't know if the word is really stubborn, maybe in certain cases, but I feel like it's more, once I do something, I don't really want to hear a whole bunch of alternatives. I don't want to sit around and talk about the A side, the B side, the C side, the D side. It's done now and I'm over it. I tend to be like that. And I'm moving on, you know? And so me being more intentional with flexibility is me being more open to hearing what other people's perspectives may be on a given thing and how we're approaching it, especially in a team environment. Flexibility for me is being more able to move in different situations in ways that are more accommodating to other people. So flexibility, oh, I forgot to tell you guys the definition. The official definition is the quality of being easily without breaking. Gotta love that, right? Because guess what? After the year we had in 2020, if we are still here, baby, we can't be broken. No breaking going on over here. So I like flexibility. I really do like that I chose that word. My last word is boundaries. Now, the official definition for boundaries is a line that marks the limits of an area, comma, a dividing line. A dividing line. Isn't that interesting? Now, I'm not going to go too far into it, but for some personal reasons, I feel like I needed to establish more boundaries and be more intentional about that this year. For all different reasons, you know, there's all these little ways that boundaries creep up into your day-to-day life. And I just really felt like I'm a person that definitely can be a giver and will overextend myself for people in different instances. And so I had to start realizing how, if I want to continue to grow and expand and allow myself to rise to higher heights, I have to have some boundaries, because if you don't, and if I don't, you might find that it's next to impossible for you to go higher like you want to. Because there's going to be always these little things that are required of you, only because you're allowing it, right? That distract you and keep you where you are. So for me, boundaries, I'm being intentional with that because I'm growing, I'm soaring, I'm going higher this year in 2021. And I know that if I have boundaries in place, it'll make it more approachable for me to do that. And I'm glad that I shared that with y'all. I hope that you guys found it like useful. I know my people, and if you're anything like me, as a podcast listener, you're also multitasking. You're zipping around the house, you're running errands, you're doing all the things. I'm sure that's you, right? Because it's me too. But another thing that we have in common is our familiarity with Walgreens. Who doesn't know about Walgreens? But did you know about my Walgreens? Well, it's not my Walgreens, it's yours. Well, it's really ours. Okay, all you need to know is that it's the new, easier way to shop, save, and stay well. And now you can order online and pick up in as little as 30 minutes curbside drive-thru or in-store. Right now, get 20% off purchases of $30 or more with the code SPQ when you order online or use the new Walgreens app. Again, that's code SPQ for 20% off your purchases of $30 or more. Order online or with the new Walgreens app today, and you'll be saving time in no time. Offer valid online through January 23rd, 2021 on qualifying same-day orders. Must be signed into your Walgreens.com account to redeem. Additional restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/offer details and Walgreens.com/pickup for details. All right. I am so happy to be here. No, I'm just playing. But I am seriously happy to be here. I feel like I definitely should do this more often, because the energy that I'm feeling right now, just being able to chat with you, I just feel like I should do it more often. All right, that's settled. Now let's get into Cracking Corporate. I wish I had a jingle for Cracking Corporate. Doom, 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 Cracking Corporate. Doom, 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 Cracking Corporate. Doom, doom. Okay, sorry. That's just me being me, a spaz sometimes, but you know, it's all good. Y'all get it by now, especially if you've hung out with me on IG Live. So, Cracking Corporate, I don't know about y'all, but I'm loving it. Now, I know some of y'all are loving it because you've been DMing me, and I appreciate it. And keep those going. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know if a specific episode impacted you, and in what way did it impact you? Like, how are you connecting with it? Absolutely want to know these things, because it's helpful in terms of when I'm trying to decide who I think you might want to hear from and who you probably are like, pass, thanks, but no thanks. So Cracking Corporate, the first three episodes have already aired. Our first episode was Tanika Cabral. She's an executive at Coke. Really dope interview. If you haven't already listened, you must check that one out. She gave you so much. Second interview was Lydia Finette. She is a auctioneer for Christie's, as well as she works on the brand partnership side. She actually created that division. She's been at Christie's forever. Okay, so I'm going to get to this, but let me just say who the third person was. Emily K. Graham. Her episode was last week. If you haven't listened to any of those episodes, you should listen to all of them. And what I really found myself gravitating to with all these episodes for Cracking Corporate was the element that felt like mentorship. If you're somebody who does not have a mentor, these episodes are perfect for you, because these women break it down. They are not sugarcoating. They are not trying to speak in niceties like, oh, well, it's okay if you just... They're giving it to you like you need to hear it, so that you can advance and kill it in your respective spaces, right? That's one of the reasons that I really, 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 really just enjoy these conversations. And one thing that I picked up on that stood out to me was when Emily K. Graham said, leadership is a combat sport. I was like, girl, where you get that from? That was a good line. That was a good line. So many people have all these conversations about leadership. And when she said that, that just made me feel like, okay, I can see what she's talking about with leadership, right? You got to get in there. You have to be able to have touch points with leadership. You got to get your hands dirty. You know, it takes some skill, some agility. It takes some flexibility, right? It takes some understanding of your opponent, aka your colleagues. All those things. I just felt that when she said that. So I hope that you guys have been enjoying those episodes. I really sincerely hope that you have, because I really, really, really believe in the conversations that we were able to have through the Cracking Corporate series. Because I know that so many of us, especially those of us who are first generation corporate, we don't always have those insights or those people to tell us when we are royally screwing up. Or when our perception of something is just completely skewed and off, you know? Another thing that stood out to me was when Lydia said, don't think that someone is going to pluck you out of your cubicle in the middle of the day and be like, you're a shining star. That does not happen. I was like, woo, that's some truth right there. But it's a truth that like so many need to hear. And if you have somebody in your life who's like earlier in their career and you know that they don't have a mentor or they could use some virtual mentorship, send this episode to them. It is not going to take that much time or effort out of you to just click a little forward, copy a little link, paste it, and send it. Trust me, you will be doing somebody a favor and they will thank you. Because this is the kind of information that everybody needs, whether they're early in their career or later in their career. Sometimes we need the reminders. So, man, I just can't say enough about these cracking corporate conversations because I'm so geeked by them and I can't wait to keep having more of them. If you are loving them, there's definitely more on the way. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so I know you probably want to know who's coming up on the Cracking Corporate episodes. Now, while I won't get into all that right now, I will tell you what's coming up in general. In general, next week's episode, that's going to be with Alexandra Carter, Ask for More. You might have heard me mention her already. She's the author of the book titled Ask for More, 10 Questions to Negotiate Anything. That's the conversation that I recorded live on Clubhouse, and you're finally going to get to hear it next weekend. Whew, that's another good one. That's another one where just go ahead and trust me. You will want to take notes. So many people have already told me, based off of the Clubhouse conversation, they were in there taking notes. So it's going to be some good stuff, some usable things that you can put into action at that moment. And the funny thing is, she even illustrated how she's able to use some of these tactics in her personal life, in her relationships, aka with her husband. She told us how she used one of the tactics with her husband because she wasn't getting what she wanted out of him and the conversation she was trying to have with him. So it'll be useful in more ways than one, basically. That's what you need to know. All right, y'all know I like to talk. Clearly, that's why we all here. But I think I've run my mouth sufficiently. So I'm going to wrap this thing on up. And I guess the last thing I want to share with you, though. Promise, last thing. This book I'm reading. It's called, this is a new book. It was a recommendation by a friend. We were talking about finances and all kind of stuff like that. And she was like, oh, I read this good book. And she was telling me how after she read the book, it prompted her to make different investments and do different things with her financial situation, preparing for her future. And I said, okay, what's the book, girl? Tell me. So I put it in my cart on Amazon. Boop, boop, boop. It was here like the next day. All right, yes. So I start digging in. I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying it. Okay, I know you want to know what it's called. It's called Quit Like a Millionaire. No gimmicks, luck, or trust fund required. And it's by Christy Shen and Bryce Leung. I don't know. L-E-U-N-G. Okay, forgive me, Bryce. Forgive me if you ever hear this by some miracle. So what do I like about it and what is it about? Basically, the idea is that Christy grew up very poor, right? She grew up very poor and she is showing you how once she came to America, you know, obviously her world was opened, but some of the fundamentals and the things that were ingrained in her from growing up very poor didn't leave her. And she talks about, early on, she talks about her scarcity mindset and how, you know, in self-help spaces, they always tell you, and don't, you know, you want to manifest abundance and don't have a scarcity mindset. And she's like, no, but my scarcity mindset actually worked in my favor because she wasn't out there overspending on certain things and just being reckless with her money. She's very conscious with her money. It was her fiance, and I think now it's her husband. They have been able to save $1 million. Yeah, they've been able to save $1 million. And so because they saved $1 million, like they can call themselves millionaires. And they quit their jobs. some months after they saved $1 million. There is an appendix, I think, in the back of the book that shows you, it breaks down, they give all of their budget business and tell you how they exactly went about doing it. She tells you what both of their salaries were a year. She tells you what their rent was. She tells you how much they spent on food and entertainment, how much they spent on everything, and how much they saved. What percentage of their take-home income they actually saved. So she breaks it down year by year by year. I think it may have started, don't get me to lying, I don't remember what year she starts the breakdown, but it's over the course of quite a few years, and she shows you how they ended up getting to the million. And I like the beginning of the book because they really set the stage and do a lot of storytelling, just showing you what Christie's background was like. And so getting you to understand kind of like what her thought process is. So I'm really enjoying this book. I'm ready for her to give me all the information that I need so that I can become a millionaire. Yeah. Don't we all want to become millionaires? You know? Yeah. Hello. And the thing that I did like about this book and the thing that I thought was appealing is that there is no gimmick. She's not telling you, oh, I can teach you how to be a millionaire tomorrow if you just buy my course, if you just go to my webinar, if you just do this one thing, right? She's like, it's not gimmicks. It's about discipline. It's about working with what you have. And yes, her salary was combined with a partner's, you know, but some of you might be making more than they were making together. So it's possible. And also, you know, the other thing is, too, we just have to be realistic a lot of times with what our circumstances are, right? I know we live in this get-rich-quick society. Everybody's trying to sell you a dream, but just be patient with yourself and realistic with yourself as well. Because, I mean, you might have to make some sacrifices. So that's just what it is. So that's the book that I've been enjoying. And speaking of that type of thing in terms of selling you stuff and courses and get rich quick schemes and gimmicks or whatever, I do want to share this with you guys. This was reposted by Ona, and she does the Black Pod Collective, and she asked me to co-host a podcasting room with her on Clubhouse last week, and we were having a conversation, and you know, everybody wants to be a podcaster now, and the main question people are asking is, how can I monetize? And sometimes it just gets exhausting. It's like, you barely have one episode out and you talking about trying to monetize. Like, fall back, sit down, have several of those seats and give yourself a minute. You don't even know if you're good at it yet. You don't even know if you have an audience yet. Okay. So I was just saying to them in that room, I was like, everything doesn't have to be a thing. And obviously I went on to say more stuff, but she quoted me after reading this, I think it might have been a tweet from a young lady named Kashia, maybe? I think this comes from Twitter, and it's at K-A-S-H-I-A. I want to make sure I get my attribution right. So Kasha said, I feel like my generation lost hobbies. Everything doesn't have to be a hustle, side hustle, or money-making enterprise. Sometimes it's just fun to do something because it brings you joy, peace, relaxation, or allows you to be creative. Oh, I love that she said that, because we just get so caught up in this idea of, how can I make more money? How can I have a side hustle that's gonna make me the millionaire? How can I do all these things, right? And sometimes we just have to do some things to allow ourselves to relax. Just be creative a little bit. Just do something that's going to bring us some joy. So I really appreciated that. And I wanted to tell you, read that to you and tell you about that off the heels of this Quit Like a Millionaire, because there is no gimmicks in that book. And I know everybody wants the fast route, but we got to be realistic with ourselves too. All right, last thing I want to share with you is a new app. There's a new app that I downloaded. It's called I Am. I don't even know how I found out about this app. Really, I don't. I don't remember where I got this from. But I like it so far, and that's why I'm telling you about it. It's an affirmation app, basically. Now, y'all also know that I mean, I love some good affirmations. At one point, I released an affirmation, kind of like journal, if you will. I've done stuff with affirmations before, right? And so I'm like, why didn't I do this app? Why didn't I think of this? But hey, we got to stay in our lane, right? Look, I just said that to you guys, and here I go again, right? Calm down, girl. Fall back, right? So I'm enjoying the app for what it is. It's an affirmation app, and it's called I Am, simply, just I Am. And I think there's like some paid versions that you can do, but they break it down into categories. So you can select the categories that you want to be affirmed in most. And the other thing that I like is they allow you to choose how many affirmations you want to get a day. I think I might have like 4 a day set up. So at different points during the day, they're going to send me different affirmations. And I just love it because it's not a reminder on my phone. That's what I typically would have. And if I wanted more, I can go into the app and just start swiping through affirmations, because sometimes you just need that. And so I like these little quick reminders, and I like that they give you the option to have them pop up throughout the day. So if you're looking for something like that, check it out. All right. That is it for me. We have spent a lot of time together today, and for those of you who made it to this point, big virtual hugs. I appreciate you and you listening to me and my half singing and everything else that I have put you through in this episode. No, I'm just kidding. I really, 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 really appreciate you, and I hope that I'll see you, or you'll hear me rather, next week, because that episode is going to be dope. I told y'all about it already. Make sure you don't miss it. And if you love it, make sure you tell me that you love it in the DMs, and make sure that you go over and maybe do like an iTunes review or something like that if you haven't already. Yeah, I know I'm talking in my kind of like wrestler voice or whatever. Yeah, make sure you do it. But but that's because I really hope y'all like it. That's just it. I really hope y'all like it. So, all right, my battery is low now. That is my official cue. Big virtual hugs. And as always, be good.